The fortress prison of the Bastille was well defended against a street mob. But when the city's middle-class militia joined the rioters with 5 cannon, the Bastille's governor lowered the drawbridge and surrendered. The people's revolution had begun. Soon King Louis XVI would be forced to return to Paris from his palace at Versailles, 20 miles away. The recently convened National Assembly would fall increasingly under the influence of its most radical members. Peaceful revolution would become violent. Within a decade, the conflagration that had been ignited in France would spread war and social upheaval across the European continent. The great revolution that had been unleashed in Paris would shatter the old order of Europe. 18 years later, soldiers of the revolution under Napoleon would occupy the small provincial city of Königsberg in distant East Prussia. They briefly closed the city's modest university. Few of Napoleon's soldiers visited the grave of the city's most distinguished former citizen, only 3 years dead, the philosopher Immanuel Kant. It had taken 18 years for the soldiers of the revolution to reach the eastern limits of Europe, but the ideas that drove them had come sooner, ideas that had found in Professor Kant not only a champion, but a mind of genius that would transform and extend them in both time and space. It was said that Napoleon's troopers carried the revolution in their knapsacks, but Kant gave the revolution the voice of reason and the wings of thought. As he wrote late in his life,
"The revolution which we see taking place in our own times may succeed or it may fail. It may be so filled with misery and atrocities that no right-thinking man would ever decide to make the same experiment again at such a price, even if he could hope to carry it out successfully at the second attempt.